Hi, my name is Samantha, but I also go by Evelyn. I'm a junior here at the University of Arizona. I'm a game design and development major, which is a little, you know, different from me taking a music class, but I have a reason for taking the music class that I'm in, so. So one thing I was thinking about prior to you interviewing me was, when I was younger, my sister, she's actually the one that influenced me a lot with my musical career. She's 8 years older than me, so I got to see her kind of grow through the whole music path through like middle school and high school. And I remember this moment. I was in elementary school. My sister, she was performing at, I believe it was district choir. I know there were different things for the state, and I remember sitting there, her singing and like with her choir and all the other choirs, and I told myself, that's something I want to do one day. I want to be up on that stage. And then fast forward, I'm a eighth grader in middle school. We had academies where I'm from Virginia Beach, and each high school had like a specific academy. So there was like an academy, it was called the Visual and Performing Arts Academy. I applied there. I had to sing to get in, most nervous like audition of my life. And I went there specifically because I remembered back when I was in elementary school seeing my sister perform. There was a choir that they wore all these red dresses, and I was like, I want to wear that red dress. And so I applied, and then I got in. That's the high school I went to. And it's allowed me so many different opportunities. There's so many other stories that I could go off from, but every time I sit and think about the high school I went to, every just now and then I'll think, you know, thinking back to that moment when I was like a little girl and wanting to pursue music, I was like, I knew I was going to do it, and I did it. The songs, I can't particularly remember. It was a long time ago. But my sister, she actually didn't go to that academy, but she was also in one of the highest choirs at her high school. But she wanted to go there, and so since she didn't get to go there, I also wanted to do it for her. So not only did I go there for her, I went there for myself. And the dress kind of was the symbol that reminded me, like, all throughout middle school. I was like, I was in choir all throughout middle school and high school, and I, the entire time, like, leading up to auditions, I was like, I'm gonna do this. Like, this is something. I'm gonna be up on that stage and singing those songs and practically one of the most elite choirs in the city. And I felt very grateful that when I was given the opportunity, I just looked back at my, you know, 8-year-old self, and I was like, hey, I did it. There's actually one performance as a whole that probably made the most impact out of my entire, I guess, singing career in choir. I believe it was my sophomore year of high school, the entire vocal strand of the academy, because it wasn't just for vocal, we also had an art strand, we had an instrumental strand, all of that. The entire vocal strand, we went to Florida, and we got to perform at Epcot during, what was the name? I think it was like a processional. I forgot the exact name of it, but we got like these big like yellow robes, and we were singing with people all across the country. We had to memorize like 20 different songs. I remember the binder was like this thick. And one thing in particular I remember is when people would, like the people around me, I was able to hear like each individual voice. And I remember there were these guys behind me, and I was like, oh my God, like I love a male singing voice, and I just am mesmerized by like hearing all the different people and being able to experience something like that. Every time I tell somebody that I performed at Epcot, they're like, oh my gosh. I'm like, yeah, sometimes I forget I did it too. It kind of makes me feel like, I mean, other people around me could have been thinking that about me. Like, I'm not the only one thinking, oh my gosh, these people sound amazing. I mean, that in particular brings me back to another memory I had. I was in district choir. I want to say I was a freshman in high school, and I switched between being a soprano and a soprano one and all of that, so I can sing relatively high. And there was this person sitting right behind me, and I was saving my voice for one particular song because I was unfortunate that I my voice was going a little bit, so I had to save my voice for the actual concert. And during practice, I hit a note that I didn't think I was going to be able to hit. And this person next to me, they go, you sounded amazing. And I felt honored, because like when other people actually say it to me, like I have never really had the courage to turn around and be like, hey, you sound amazing. Because I always get like, I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna think I'm weird or something like that. And so when people have done it to me, I'm like, it makes me feel like I'm a part of the sound and somebody can actually hear me. Yeah, there are times, especially it's specifically around Christmas time, because obviously when you're in choir, we have a really big emphasis on two shows. That's the winter concert and then the spring concert. And so especially around this time of year, when all these Christmas songs are like being played on the radio, or just, you know, you go caroling or something like that, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I know that song. I sang that song. And there are a couple songs that will be played that were in, like, I believe it was Latin was another language that we sung in a lot. Mm-hmm. And like there would be songs I was like, oh my gosh, I know that song. It's so crazy. Yeah, I'm not sure if there was anything else I wanted to say. Since kind of taking a step back, it was something I didn't intentionally take a step back. I chose not to go to college for music, because it wasn't necessarily something I wanted to do for, you know, 50 plus years, but it's still something I love. And so kind of taking, I guess, you know, a pause with that point in my life, it's let me realize that on a regular basis, I'll miss it. And especially with coming to your class every day, I like sit there and I'm like, you know, I really miss singing every single day, because the way my high school was set up, I'd have my choir class every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't sing every day now. I barely sing once every other day. The only time I really sing is if, you know, I'm in the car, and even then you don't really try to sing. Like, I haven't used my choral voice in probably 3 years, and sometimes I forget that I have that ability.
Yeah.
And so I try to do things to remind myself, like, hey, you can still do this. So, you know, sometimes if I'm in the car, like, I'll sing a song, but I'll be a little extra and be like, hey, I can do this too. So, but it's kind of taught me that, you know, when you kind of stop doing something that you were so used to doing, you almost feel like you took it for granted. And like now I kind of wish that I could find a choir that I can be a part of, which I've looked into it, but I'm also so busy with so many other things. So yeah.